hold on, stop. We can't sign this because we know this is wrong.
You know, we're kind of back in the game here, and, you know, off we go.
Vegas is a track that's been really good for me.
Every vacation I've taken this year, I think I've won the race leading into it.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. That's 800-296-1140. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
The legal wrangling has only just begun in the antitrust lawsuit brought against NASCAR by Front Row Motorsports and 2311 Racing. On his Actions Detrimental podcast, Denny Hamlin said his team decided to sue when NASCAR put a clause in the new Cup Series charter agreement they just couldn't live with.
They put in there, if you sign this, you cannot sue us for anything basically that we have done through this process. You can't sue us for antitrust. They took away all of our rights. So at that point, we said, hold on, stop. We can't sign this because we know this is wrong. If we do, we've released them of any wrongdoing. And they've had wrongdoings.
One of the happiest guys on the planet is Joey Logano, who got a reprieve from the governor to make the round of eight when Alex Bowman was DQ'd after the race last Sunday. Now Logano is hoping to shock the world by coming up big at Las Vegas, Homestead, and Martinsville.
I think we have as good a chance as anybody to win one of those three races or even score a ton of points and put ourselves in position. Like, it'd be a heck of a story. Like, we may be the underdogs, but I still feel pretty good about it. You know, we're kind of back in the game here, and, you know, off we go.
Logano, in 2022, won Sunday's Round 3 opener in Vegas and went on to capture the championship. Another guy who's won the South Point 400 is Brad Keselowski.
Last year, we ran really competitive, led a lot of laps. You know, so I'm pretty optimistic about it. You know, won there a couple times and all right, a couple times I maybe should have won there and didn't, but would love to add another South Point trophy.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Even though he's made the round of eight, Kyle Larson is going to take time to attend a wedding in Mexico and doesn't understand why anyone would think that's a big deal.
We went to Paris in the middle of the season. Like, every vacation I've taken this year, I think I've won the race leading into it, so I should start taking vacations every week. It'd be great. It's my life, and we perform at a high level, so whatever.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, presented by Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance.